Hello everyone, it's Kelly Hampton, and I'd like to share with you the group channeled message from Lord Adama from Telos with your subscription. And invoke him at this time. He appeared many times and blessed us, as did many of the guides and gods and kings and queens from the advanced civilizations. So at this time, I'd like to invoke him here in the frequencies of Mount Shasta. Lord Adama, please share with us your global message at this time. I am more than ready to share a global message with those whose hearts and ears and minds are ready to be open. I have more than one message, if we're calling it a message or messages. I also would like to first state that even though the Telothians are mighty in number, it is still our mission, and we still can use support in the region of overlaying light. With your attention to even listening to my words, or hearing or feeling my message, your intention is adding to this mission and understanding. There are many ancient civilizations that are rising once again in your populace. Lemuria and Mu are only two of them. There are many other subspecies or subsets of ancient civilizations: Mesopotamia, the Egyptian and Ottoman empires. Some would even say in more recent history, the Renaissance and the essence of civilizations. So your openness to a message of a personal nature and of a global nature is what I would like to move to at this time. We find ourselves in a deep rebirthing, in a deep channel of light and love. From the perspective of all, of the High Almighty, of the highest of the High Almighty, we embrace your hearts and your love for yourselves as one. We feel responsibilities to the human race and other responsibilities to be peacekeepers, gatekeepers, overlayers of Christ consciousness. With your mind centered on knowing many advanced civilizations are working in the underground tunneling systems throughout planet Earth. Again, you're sentient beings. Offer us vehicles of light. You see, many times souls think of us as separate, or separate civilizations, or a separate consciousness, or a separate evolutionary experience, or a sort of separate. We see things as the whole, in the entirety. Plumes of light energy will be emitting from the inner earth on several significant dates for the remainder of this year. Should it move you to feel them, know them, embrace them, anticipate them, rejoice and celebrate in them. The plumes of light in the earthbound calendar year as I know them to be presented. With the help of the angelic and the ascended masters realms and the high Arcturian benevolent angels of Atlantis and many other supreme beings are October 29th, November 10th, 11th, depending upon where one resides on the earth plane. November 26th, November 29th, December 12th. These plumes of light energy are already forming and expanding, and they will, you might say, some of you might see them sort of puff out as a plume of smoke, a white gold crystalline energy of Christness, like a puff, a plume, to be spread either with your hearts, centers, minds, interpreted for yourselves, or taking one's hands and unfolding them and spreading them, visualizing yourselves spreading these plumes of light. Across the inner and outer worlds, across all the multi-dimensions, across all time and space. These plumes of light energy will continue into the following earthbound year and thereafter. Many of you will find that any lingering jealous energies, any lingering competition energies, any voids of any part of the soul self will be made more well in anticipation and the receiving of these plumes of light. Many of the Telolithians, including King Anuki, bow and worship you. Use the scepters of light and love as your beacons, and follow the beacons to all aspects of oneself, to all aspects of the intergalactic and outer realms. Enjoy the fruits of the earthly life down into the trees and the valleys of the crystalline river of life, and pick from the fruit trees. We have never felt so unified in the overthrow of darkness. Even though there may be forces that are still listening in, they are being dismantled. Come know us. Come work with us. We are an extension of you. We are each of you. Find that sacred place, those sacred temples of illumination within yourselves. Embrace the sanctity of the elixir of universal knowledge, the Merkabah's vehicles of light and understanding.